Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start by contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 67. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 67. Love created me like itself. Today's idea is a complete and accurate statement of what you are. This is why you are the light of the world. This is why God appointed you as the world's Savior. This is why the Son of God looks to you for His salvation. He is saved by what you are. We will make every effort today to reach this truth about you and to fully realize that it is true. We will think about your reality and its wholly unchanged and unchangeable nature. We will begin by repeating this truth about you. Love created me like itself. And then spend a few minutes adding some relevant thoughts, such as, holiness created me holy. Kindness created me kind. Helpfulness created me helpful. Perfection created me perfect. Any attribute which is in accord with God, as He defines Himself, is appropriate for use. We are trying today to undo your definition of God and replace it with His own. We are also trying to emphasize that you are part of His definition of Himself. Love created me like itself. God created me like Himself. Fearlessness created me fearless. Patience created me patient. joy created me joyful. Compassion created me compassionate. Wholeness created me whole. These definitions I have resistance to some of them. And all it is that I need to change my mind about my mind. I think that my mind changes what it believes. That I can believe one thing in one moment and believe the exact opposite at another time. But God has a changeless mind, and so my mind must be changeless also. So it's either true that my mind is changeless, or it's true that my mind changes back and forth. And in changing back and forth, it is changing what it thinks is true in the moment. And yet, truth doesn't change. And so when I am in a situation, and I am perceiving myself as being impatient, that is not the truth of who I am, because God is patient, and so I must be patient. It's just that I'm believing at that moment that I'm not, that I could be the opposite of what I am. So going over these attributes of God helps me to remember the attributes of myself, to let go of the false beliefs that keep me confused, as God defines himself, he defines me, and as I define myself, I define God. I can't define God as being patient and define myself as being impatient. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, when I fall into contradictions today in my believing, help me to remember the truth of who God is and who I am as his son. Help me to see the falsity in what the mind is telling me. And help me to return back to the truth of who I am in each situation. I am wholly grateful for the opportunity to heal in each of these situations. I am wholly grateful for your guidance. I am wholly grateful for my willingness. Amen. Try to let all thoughts drop away, and then try to reach past all your images and preconceptions about yourself to the truth in you. If love created you like itself, this self must be in you. And somewhere in your mind, it is there for you to find. Perhaps you will come to the awareness of a blazing light in which you recognize yourself as love created you. Be confident that you will do much today to bring that awareness nearer, whether you feel you have succeeded or not. Thank you for joining with me in the presence of the light of who we are. Namaste.